Well, you might think that a minister who went out of his way to fill his congregation with dogs was, well, barking. But that's exactly what happened at a special church service in Argyll. As well as the dogs, there were a couple of police horses, several Shetland ponies and assorted other four-legged friends. The idea was to celebrate all the different ways animals make life better for us humans. Our reporter Hugh Williams took the ferry from Gourock to Dunoon to find out more.
Welcome aboard Western Ferries. Please listen very carefully to the following safety announcement.
The animals came on board two by two, two police horses in their big truck, two dogs that work at Barlinnie Prison. But this isn't Noah's Ark. We're crossing to Strone Church in Argyll for what's described as a unique service of blessing for animals that work with humans to make life better. The procession to the church is led by Constable Jennifer Weir and her colleague from Police Scotland on their horses.
The horse I'm on today is, she's called Houston, she's a mare, she's about 18 and she's a Clydesdale cross.
Which is why she's such a big animal.
Yeah, that's right. They have to be quite big so they've got a certain presence when they're out doing their job.
May I welcome you all very warmly indeed to Strone St Columbus for this very, very special event.
Starting with the police horses, the animals are led forward to the wooden cross in front of the church building.
The power of this blessing from Christ fill you with life, bind you to your human partners, and lead you to praise your Creator. Amen.
After the two police horses, a succession of working dogs are now being brought forward to take part in the service. A guide dog for the blind.
A dog does really just opens your life up.
Search and rescue dogs used in mountain rescues.
The dog's ability to scent is invaluable. She's probably the equivalent of putting 30 people on the hill.
And two of Scotland's three fire investigation dogs with their handler, Trevor Lynch.
What we'll do is we'll put the dog into the area once the fire's been extinguished. The dog's is trained to smell for up to about 20 different accelerants.
And can the dog sometimes be the only way then of finding that something like that has been used, that a fire is suspicious and has been set deliberately?
Yes, it has been proven in the past that many of the incidents we have attended that the fire has damaged the majority of the area, and all that's left is the small vapour from the accelerant that the dogs managed to trace.
The service was led by the Reverend David Mill, who says what started out as a simple blessing for pets grew and grew thanks to an item in the news.
Lance Corporal Liam Tasker tragically was killed in Afghanistan by a sniper's bullet over 2 years ago, and then his dog Theo died within a matter of hours afterwards. And that made us look a little wider into how animals help human beings in such a wide variety of ways.
His wife Evelyn drew up the list of working animals specially invited to the service.
It's been a privilege to research this and to find that people are not aware of what dogs are doing to help human beings.
Think dogs working in a prison like Barlinnie and you might imagine a big animal used to keep inmates in line. But Gary McKechnie from the Scottish Prison Service has introduced Pepper, a therapy dog from Canine Concern, into the unit where he works, a unit where all the prisoners have mental health problems. And the dog has produced dramatic results.
The violence has come down so much that we think we've had about two reports in my unit in 6 years, and that's a major contribution to the dog.
And what would you have expected before the dogs?
Oh, 10 times that.
So what does the dog do which humans can't?
Well, the dog can't tell secrets. Prisoners will talk to the dog, divulge secrets of sexual abuse, anything like that, which has actually happened. Then what happens is the person feels secure.
Once they've said it out loud.
Once they've said it out loud. And the person that actually disclosed to the dog then came and told me, and we could put things in place for him.
Donations collected at the service are going to the World Horse Welfare Fund, a charity that runs a retirement home for ex-police horses in Aberdeen.
Hugh Williams reporting there.